How do Filipino Americans view Filipinos, either that have just arrived or that are still in the Philippines?
I don't know. A lot of like the people that are like Filipinos that are born here, they're not really taught. You can't really say you are not Filipino enough, you know? I have never experienced anybody that's like, oh, they're making fun of me because I can't speak Tagalog, because they made fun of me because I have accents when when I have an accent when I talk. So I mean, I don't know. They probably view them as, they probably think they're stupid or they don't know anything because they have an accent. I mean, not all of them are like that, not all of them put down other Filipinos, but
Of course.
at the same time, that's how I see it. It's like they think that they're more entitled to being here in the United States than the immigrants that are going here from the Philippines or coming here. I don't know, whatever.
So, well, since it's how you felt when you were younger, you believe Filipino Americans or, Filipino Americans feel a little bit superior to just Filipinos that are just arriving or that are still in the Philippines?
Yeah,
All
I
right.
think that way. I don't know. I mean, they think that way, and there are other Filipinos that education, is putting them in the highest pedestal in the world. Everybody else is below them. I mean, but then at the same time, that's every culture, not just Filipinos. But I notice it more because it's my culture. But at the same time, if you really open your eyes and see, it's not just Filipinos. Because when you go somewhere else other than Bay City or the Bay Area, like if you go to like Texas or Illinois and then you see a Filipino, it's, oh man, you're a Filipino, oh hi, you become friends. Over here it's like, oh, you're Filipino, whatever, oh you're a fob, oh you're this or you're that. It's different here than over there, because over here it's already a community of Filipinos, and it's just,
So, do you feel you pointed out differences on how it's somewhat of a shocking experience to see Filipinos in not such a highly populated Filipino community. Do you feel Filipinos here in California and the Bay Area are somewhat spoiled, with so many Filipino commodities, like the restaurants and the
not
market?
spoiled? I just think they take it for granted. They take, because they lived here their whole lives. But if they go move somewhere else, they will realize that, oh man, I miss that. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm not saying they're spoiled. I just said like I just think they take it for granted. They take advantage of it, and they're not thinking of, oh, if they move somewhere else, they don't have the same luxury of Filipino foods and Filipino stuff and other things that's Filipino than here in Daly City.
Yeah, so basically to sum it up, do you feel the Bay Area and somewhat California caters to Filipinos like over time? I know it wasn't like that in the beginning, but nowadays, do you feel the Bay Area caters to
They
the
don't cater to
Filipinos?
Filipinos. They cater to a lot of
Oh yeah.
ethnicities
Yeah,
and
the
culture.
cultures and stuff, but do you believe the transition of coming from the Philippines to the United States is easier in the Bay Area?
I think it'll be easier if you go to another other states than here in the Bay Area.
Why is that? Why would it be easier?
Because you will learn more about different things, not just, oh, okay, so I'm gonna go to a place like another Philippines, and except they're, if, I'm not saying Philippine Americans are mean, but if you're a kid, you might think that way, because, that's just how I think. Like if you go to another state, I mean, the same thing in Houston is that they have a huge Filipino community. I just think you should learn about American ways first, and then, I don't know, if you feel at home here, then you go feel at home. I don't know.